The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
The only idiot that gave us more than that is Zach, who gave us a $100 donation.
And he's suspended anyway.
Really, we're just asking, Zach, are you in support of this?
Yeah, everybody else.
You know, you don't like it. You know what you're getting.
Get that tea mug out. We got a hot batch for you. Pond scum coming your way.
And Steve.
You can't insult the cook on Easter. That's why Jesus was...
Jesus Christ in the Bible insulted the cook.
He insulted Alfredo's lamb chops.
Alfredo's lamb chops. And for that reason, as you aptly put it...
Yeah, you got it.
You got... Okay.
That's the untold story.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Boy, that brings me back. And that makes me realize that I never asked you.
Yeah.
Steve, how was your Easter?
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
There were some, I wouldn't even say complications, but for whatever reason, the initial plan was for you to go visit the in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
In northern Michigan. Instead, people came here.
Yeah, they did.
Now, did that include the famous or infamous, however you want to refer to them, lamb chops?
There were no lamb chops. There was a...
Wow.
There was a pot roast, though.
The Easter pot roast.
The Easter pot roast, yeah.
No ham.
No ham. No, we switched it up this year.
God, I wish I could have been here.
Oh, you had ham?
Hate ham.
Okay.
Love deli ham. I know it's all ham, whatever. But the thick spiral ham with the rind and the fat line.
I like it. I like it.
I hate a spiral ham.
Really?
It's of the holiday foods. It's so far down the list for me.
Hmm.
And I would rank the 4th of July barbecue tier 1. The Thanksgiving turkey tier 1 as well.
Hard to beat.
So 4th of July barbecue, Thanksgiving turkey are tier 1 for me.
Mm-hmm.
For holiday foods. Yeah, boy. I mean, there's really no tier 2, but even that is saying that I don't hate it. And I legitimately do not like spiral ham.
Hmm.
That's why...
big fan.
Did you miss the lamb chops this year? Did you?
No. No, it's just...
Sorry, Alfredo. Your lamb chops maybe not as good as you thought.
Well, no. I mean, the lamb chops were fantastic.
Was Alfredo here?
Pot roast was great. Yeah. Alfredo was here.
Did Alfredo bring any fun exotic foods or was he...
Him and his wife, my sister-in-law,
right?
they were the ones that they prepared the pot roast.
Okay. So they made the... God, I have to tell you. Pot roast is among my favorite.
Pot roast is so good.
Pot roast is like my favorite. I described this to Katie, where we'll get stuff for pot roast occasionally. She'd be like, oh, let's make that Saturday. I said, no. The pot roast is a Sunday meal.
Pot roast is a Sunday dinner.
Like, I can't have a pot roast on a Thursday. I'm sorry. I know it doesn't seem to make sense to you, but if I'm not having a pot roast on a Sunday.
Makes total sense.
I don't want it.
Makes total sense.
I'll post it on the poll.
The fact that she doesn't understand that.
Embarrassing.
I don't know if it's a red flag, but it's a beige flag.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Listen, her and I have litigated this. Mm-hmm. We've argued with it. I don't desire it on a Friday. Like, no, because like for me, if she's saying let's get a pot roast on Friday, I said no.
No.
Friday for me is going to be it's like pizza or like chicken wings, something like that.
The best thing about Sunday pot roast. Is you start it earlier in the day, so you have to have the aroma throughout the whole house, starting latest 11 a.m.
I like to get my pot roast going at 10,
mm-hmm.
and I let that puppy go for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? And much like every crock pot in America, low/warm just means obliterate your mouth and all of your senses.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter. It's usually done in like 7 hours anyway. So sure. I probably could.
Yeah.
You know, bumped it up to like an 11 a.m. But man, oh man, now I kind of want a pot roast.
I mean, tomorrow's Sunday.
It is. Yeah. Text the wife. Hey, you going out to the store? Grab some pot roast stuff.
You mind having us over?
No. Listen, we still need to do. We need to do. Of all of the loose ends and stuff we need to do on this podcast, one, I need to go dress shopping with your wife. Sorry. I need to go dress shopping
for my wife.
Was that how we were going to do it?
Yeah,
we were shopping. We could go together, but we're both shopping for the other's spouse.
Yes.
We need to do that. We still need to do the 100-yard dash. Mm-hmm. But we need to do the 100-yard dash, 100-meter dash, like very, very soon. Mm-hmm. We still need to do meatloaf night.
Yeah.
Where you have to try to convince me that that garbage bag of junk thrown together into a pile is good.
It's so good.
We need to do meatloaf night.
Some steamed broccoli with it. Oh.
But now for all of our enjoyment, we just need to do pot roast night.
Pot roast night. Yeah.
I know we say like 10 a.m. for 8 hours. For me with a pot roast, I want that thing for the early bird special.
Okay.
I want like a 4 p.m. dinner.
Okay. So you're going to have to start it a little bit earlier than.
Yeah, that's fine.
Than 10 p.m.
Because
10 a.m. then.
But there's probably people hearing this and going, oh, you're that's silly. You're done. I can't believe. Why would you do that for a pot roast? And those are the same people, my brother included, the big dumb ogre, Steve. Can't say that.
I apologize.
Who are up at like 4 a.m. putting a 15-pound chunk of pork in a smoker so they could have it in 38 hours.
Yeah, that's
the meat smoking community. Again, listen, I hate to start a fight today. You're dumb.
Mm, boy.
The whole lot of you.
Now, I absolutely love barbecue and smoked meat and everything, and it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But I just do not have the patience to do it on my own. I don't want to have to plan on Saturday morning what I'm having for dinner Sunday night. Like, I don't want to have to start making it then. That's just too much.
And here's where they all think they're smarter than the next guy, too. Like, oh, I got a Wi-Fi thermometer, and it's hooked to my phone, and there's a camera inside the meat so I can see, you know. You're all dumb.
Doesn't that kind of take a lot of, like, the fun out of it? Like, once you get a little too techie with that.
Well, and then you talk to 10 people, you get 10 different ways. Oh, well, you got to let it get to 200 and then take it out and it'll heat up to 220. And I don't care.
Yeah.
One, you know what I'm going to do? Go to a restaurant, pay them, just give it to me.
Yeah. I don't care when they start making it. They start making it 2 days earlier. Great.
Yeah. I can always write that off. Hey, oh, what's that? 4 a.m. You're up starting, you know, your smoker. Cool. I'm paying you for that.
So, Kyle, it's been an interesting couple of days here at the Steve house.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing that my wife and I, for the longest time, we were very against. Mm-hmm. We said we'd never do this.
Okay, hang on.
Can you think of, do you have any guesses?
Well, can we play a mini game of like 10 questions, something like that? I'll just ask you a few before I pop off a few guesses here. Is it water related?
It is not
water. Okay, good.
We are not getting a pool.
Is it animal related?
Nope.
Okay. Is it something for your kids?
Nope.
Okay. So this is a selfish thing. Is it house related? Like, is it? Okay. So it's an upgrade to the house?
I mean, I get kind of.
Okay.
It's something that is being added within a room of the house.
Is it something you consider fun? Like a fun addition or a useful addition?
Yeah.
Like how would you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Something in the room of the house. Is it in the basement?
No.
Okay. Are you installing a slide?
Man, how'd you guess?
No, boy, I don't know. The way you described it as being more of a fun thing, but something you never talked about. So it's not the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the entertainment. Yeah.
Would you consider your kitchen or the idea of your kitchen expansion? Is that your white whale?
Well, no, the white whale is something that's like, isn't that something that's never achievable?
Oh, I've been sitting here for like 8 years. Still got that 3-season room standing too. So it's, I don't know. A lot of people, I guess, unachievable and white. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
No, I mean, that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Okay. Post that there. Post that in the predictions. Okay. Is it outside?
Nope.
You said room of the house. I don't know if it's maybe something out. Well, you already got that just absurd generator that you haven't turned on since.
absurd generator.
That was a great idea. Listen, we lost so much podcast content to power outages, so I'm super thrilled that you have that. I just thought it was funny that the power went out what felt like 5 times in 3 years,
yeah,
and it has not gone out since you bought that whole house generator.
I've run that. No, it's not a whole house generator.
Oh, okay.
No. It's but I've run it, I think, for a total of about an hour since it was installed. But it's good to know that it's there in case I need it.
Right. And whatever puts your mind at ease. let's rip it off. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. This is something we were against for a long time.
What, last question. Her thought or her idea or your idea? Who initially brought it to the table?
I think we both kind of came together on this one.
So an addition into a room of the house, main floor or upstairs, it's not a slide or a pool.
What else is there?
Are you putting in like a jacuzzi tub upstairs? Because I could see that.
I could see
I could see. I'm not familiar. Your guys' bedroom, do you have a bathroom attached?
Yeah, we don't have nearly enough room.
Room for it. Okay.
No. Our upstairs bathroom is like a mirror copy of our downstairs bathroom.
Got it. Okay.
It's, yeah.
No. Let's hear it then. I'm excited because my gut tells me this means more work for you.
Well, I was working on it a bit before you got here.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look like you were covered in drywall plaster.
Guess I'm just getting good.
Either that or it's like you're like hanging a picture on the wall.
Pretty close.
Okay.
We're getting a TV in the master bedroom.
Oh, you didn't have one before?
We did not have one.
Really?
No TV in the master bedroom. We thought, you know, we got all the entertainment we need in there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this was a flawed idea from the get-go based on the honeymoon, as we talked about ad nauseum on this podcast. Garage door openers while a brothling's past your face. The idea that you guys were just going to have a couple of kids and still be just enamored with each other enough that you would never need another ounce of anything in the bedroom was laughable. I didn't realize you didn't have one up there.
Did not have one.
Okay.
I think we pushed back on that for a long time.
So TV hunt 2024? Or is it already done?
It's already done.
Dang it. I love a good deal.
Of course, it was not without incident when I tried to get the TV. It was on Thursday. That was when we were like, we're doing this.
Okay.
We're going to get a TV.
She's bored enough with you. She's like, I got to figure out a way to salvage this bedroom experience. There needs to be a television for me to be entertained.
I need to be able to watch The Bachelorette.
That's right.
Whenever I want. So I was looking around. We got out the tape measure. We figured out, okay, well, we could put it right here. Need about 55-inch would be the perfect size.
Okay. Now we'll come back to it.
Don't think that I didn't immediately think back to the TV that never was from 5 years ago.
Oh, longer than that. This was back when you would wait outside for, it was before Reed was born.
It couldn't have been that long ago because we were in this house and we've been in here like 7 years.
Okay.
So
this, I also think you are this podcast and you are the clubhouse leader in like TV incidents. It was not that long ago before you get to this incident. Weren't you kind of greasing the skids on upgrading the TV in the living room upstairs?
I think I'm not sure.
You wanted either a projector or like a giant.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I want like 85 inches.
So did that idea go bye-bye?
No. Okay. I think, look, negotiations are still ongoing.
Certainly.
So we started looking around for a 55 inch, and now I haven't looked for TVs in a while. So I don't know what the new, I don't know. Is it LED, OLED?
Yeah. Were we moving through the alphabet on LEDs? Are we up to WLEDs now?
So I walked into Costco and the first thing I see is like the QLED TVs, which are just amazing.
So you didn't go Best Buy. Okay.
Look at the price tag on it. I was like, boy, no, thank you. Made my way over to, I don't know, it's like 8 LED R3 Niner. Mm-hmm. Settled on a beautiful TV. Nice Samsung. I'm very partial to Samsungs.
Okay.
So I was looking at them online first, and I was like, oh boy, that's a good deal on that one. And then needed to find a mount because I wanted to mount it on the wall, obviously, but mm-hmm. I want it to be a nice flush mount. I don't want it sticking out like the old school mounts where it's like 8 inches off the wall. It looks like I'm in a sports bar. Found one at Target, had one locally for like $20. I was like, oh, this is perfect. So the other day I went out, I had planned to stop at Costco to pick up the TV. go to
which home. Again you'd agreed on 55 yep. And you had Annette on board with this.
Oh yeah, she was, if anything, it was 70-30.
Okay,
so
do you think you could have gone 60?
Oh, probably. I think it would just look absurd on that wall.
Right. It'd be most of the wall.
Yeah. So I didn't want a video wall.
Sure.
So I was going to go to Costco, pick up the TV.
God, that'd be kind of cool.
Go right across the street to Home Depot. I had to pick up like a little electrical box thing that I needed to wire in.
Yeah, because if I know you, you're sticking the wires behind the wall.
Yeah, I'm actually installing an outlet right behind the TV.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about...
I don't have to drop anything down. No, because this is... Luckily, we're in an era where you don't need anything hooked up to your TV. Mm-hmm. I don't need the cable box or the whatever this or the dongle for this or the Chromecast. Smart TVs have all of that built in. Mm-hmm. So it's TV on wall, one plug, done. Everything's good. It's hooked up to the Wi-Fi.
So this is a 55-inch Samsung QLED that you're buying.
No, it's not a QLED. Oh, it's not a QLED. The QLED.
Boy, I got a deal for you at Best Buy.
What do you got?
It's a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K.
Yeah.
Now, it's expensive. It's very expensive. But wait, just stick with me.
Yeah, I'm on board.
It's $1,500.
Okay.
But I haven't clicked on the banner yet. You get a free 65-inch TV with purchase.
What?
Let me click on the banner for you because, I mean, what's the return policy on that current piece of junk you got up there right now?
I mean, it's only been turned on for about 5 minutes. I can put it back in the box.
Yeah, so let's see. Add a free Samsung 65-inch class TV to your cart. It will change to zero after you buy.
Well, that just seems absurd.
It's a free 65-inch 4K smart Tizen TV for $500.
And what is it, like an LED probably?
You're going to hate yourself. UHD 4K smart crystal whatever. Five-star rating with 300-plus reviews.
All right. We may be making a change.
I mean, even as a money-making venture.
So
you buy the $1,500 and get this one for free.
Yeah. Sell that one for probably $500-$600,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just thought. Okay. But we digress.
So I go over to Costco, in the first of my three stops, because I got to go to Costco.
Oh, okay. I'm having three stops in the same store, which is right up our alley.
I got to go to Costco, Home Depot for the plug thingy. Then I got to go to Target for the mount.
Yep.
Go to Costco. They don't have the TV I'm looking for. Not in stock.
Okay. So are you thinking I'll go to the next Costco, which is a drive?
No. Okay. I never even considered that for a second. Not a chance.
Beautiful.
So I was like, okay, left there kind of disgruntled, but went over to Home Depot, got the thing that I needed there, made my way over to Target. And I was like, well, Target's got TVs. I know that they have. So I walked in there, found a TV I wanted.
You're now at a disadvantage because now you're just walking in willy-nilly telling yourself you need and want a TV.
No.
So you're getting a TV. So you're probably not getting the best deal.
No,
you're definitely not getting a free 65-inch.
Luckily, they had the one that we were looking for. But I could not find an employee that worked there for the life of me.
Oh, good.
So I waited there for 10 minutes for someone to show up. No one ever did. And I said, F this, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my mount, went out the door. I still wasn't ready to give up, though. On the way back, I passed by Meijer, the grocery store that also has everything. I went in there. There it is, the 55-inch Samsung. It's even 10 bucks cheaper at Meijer. I was like, hell yeah. Found a guy. I said, I would like that TV, please. He's like, all right. He goes in the back. He comes out empty-handed. I said,
already? Well, obviously.
Like, yeah, I couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
It says we have one of them, but I don't know where it is, so sorry. He's like, do you want me to check to see if the other stores? No.
No, don't.
No, I don't.
No, don't talk to me.
Went home, tail between my legs. And so Annette looked it up. She's like, well, Walmart has one.
Okay, so now you're on the... Have you gone to Home Depot at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've gone to Costco, Target,
Home Depot. Oh, there's no chance I was going back out to go to Walmart.
Okay, good.
She went online.
That was your line in the sand?
She's like, they got it. We can either pick it up tonight. And I said, nope. She said, or we can get it delivered tomorrow for free.
Okay.
I said, there you go.
Well, you're a braver man than I, because I want stuff now. If I can have it now, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but at this point it was already late, and I needed to get some work done. I knew that there was no chance I was going to be able to do anything with it until the next day anyway, so I was like, screw it, let somebody else bring it.
Yeah.
So they delivered it yesterday, and that TV is mounted on the wall in our room.
Hey!
As we speak. I got to put the actual outlet in behind it. Right now the cable's just dangling down. Just to make sure it works, but boy, looks nice.
What do you think was the final onus, right? The final thing where you're like, you know what? It's not a bad idea. We can do that. Was it her desire? Were you like, you know, taking over the living room TV, the main room TV with LT videos or something? And she said, I need an outlet to be away from that, or what?
No. I think it's like the nights that I'm not here, because I'm into travel season now. And I think that she would like to lay in bed and watch a show before, if I'm not there, watch a show, but not have to like, okay, show's over, get up, go upstairs. Sure. Like, she just wants to be able to lay down, have something on. Watch it, go to bed immediately. So I was like, all right, I'm on board. I like it.
In the cart right now, I have a...
Oh, jeez, don't tell me.
55-inch class QLED 4K smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then below that, it's a 65-inch class Crystal UHD 4K smart TV. And I got to tell you, that puppy's in the cart, Steve, and... Mm-hmm. That 65-inch TV has gone down to zero.
Oh, God, I just don't need two new TVs. I mean, I want two new TVs.
Yeah, but... I mean, listen, we're in a day and age, Steve. This is a want, not need, obviously. Well, outside of a net for the bedroom, that's a need.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, 65.
That would look good right there in place of the Tron.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't have to do anything. We just got to maybe bump the... vertical Mackinac bridge, a couple of inches. But yeah, I think we could make that work.
Yeah, we totally could.
Safe to say, though, you know, the addition to the TV, is this the official, can we say it now? Romance is, it's just dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no more sex.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It is the third time from the Pig and Sally H, or Sally H 14. We never really know. Nothing better than unexpected mail.
Oh, surprise mail is my favorite kind of mail.
Oh,
was there ever a better feeling when you were a kid and you got mail and it was actually for you and it wasn't some BS like, you know, here's a deal on your fertilizer this month.
Exactly. Like it reminds me of, I'm a big fan of Calvin and Hobbes, and he used to have where he would race to the mailbox to get his, I believe it was Chew. He subscribed to like a bubblegum magazine where he would read about it. And it's like, oh yeah, that feeling as a kid of like waiting and thinking something's coming. Nothing beats it. So this is a delight from someone, Salone Salon, Iowa, directed to the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Let me Iowa.
Got the sharp blade here to open this puppy up, and
it's one of those nice bubble mailers.
A nice bubble mailer, and boy, if you could, whoever this is, if you could go ahead and give a call to our friend Trevor and Dixon/Burns about how to ship things, because he might need to take out a loan just to be able to ship anymore. Expensive as he is. So inside here is a piece of two pieces of cardboard, something inside.
Mm-hmm.
A couple pieces of paper here. See, it looks like a note, and then two stickers. Let me hand those to you while I read this. Steve and Kyle, Here are a couple stickers for your sticker wall. Oh, boy, that's beautiful. Exciting.
Beautiful.
The Florabama sticker. Is that what it's called down there?
Florabama?
If you live in the line, you're the...
Yeah. Florabama. Yeah, wasn't there a TV show? It was like a Jersey Shore knockoff TV show called like Florabama Beach or something.
It just seems rednecky.
I think it is.
It's from a place I visited in Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida.
Lovely this time of year, the Magic City. And the other sticker is of Caitlin Clark, Iowa women's basketball star. That's right. Must be from Salone, Iowa. I hope you enjoy Jennifer's. Jennifer in Iowa, thank you so much. Boy, I love surprise mail. See if you want to go ahead and go put those puppies on the sticker wall as we expand into the new year. I believe this is our first new addition to the sticker wall 2024. So we thank you, Jennifer. Oh, those, boy, you're good at that, Steve. You're so good at just knowing right where to drop those in. And that Caitlin Clark one is just
practice.
That thing is beautifully fit in. We'll take a picture of that and post it on our social media, because as always, we're looking to fill out the sticker wall. Hopefully 2024, we can expand that thing down to the floor. So you're like laying flat on the ground, trying to squeeze one in on the bottom.
Yeah. Well, we might be moving the Rocky poster a bit so we can.
Oh yeah, that's
start
true.
Doing it up top.
Rocky IV, if I can change and you can change, we can all change. The P.O. box and the address to mail those stickers or any other mail if you'd like are in the show notes of this podcast, or you can DM us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram if you are, in fact, too lazy to just read the show notes.
Don't know why you got to attack them.
I mean, it's right there. It's right there.
Who are you talking
to? It's a lecture to the society, okay? We post the address. It's right there. Okay? Read.
Yeah.
It's easier than sending us a message.
Yeah.
But go ahead, send us a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, if you need any assistance on how to mail things. And we can help you with that. Steve, I have something to ask you, and I need to know if you think it's a byproduct of me getting older, which I get very worried.
Steve, yes.
I get very worried about that stuff.
Do you?
Like turning into an old man.
Mm.
Right?
Why? I'm surprised, though, because you've pretty much been an old man for as long
sure.
as I've known you.
But I mean, I'm still in a day and age where, listen, I'm downloading, I think I mentioned on this podcast a while ago, the Olivia Rodrigo album, just so I can have like the feel that I'm not a geriatric man yet.
Okay.
Right? Like, I still want to like and hear and know the things that the kids all like and hear and know.
Okay.
I don't know. When you say it out loud, it seems crazy.
A little bit. Yeah.
But the idea of not wanting to become the old man, I don't think is like the craziest, most outlandish idea that most people probably experience at one point or another. But I had one on the way here.
Okay.
I stopped and I stopped at the local grocery store. Just wanted to get a little energy drink because I didn't make coffee overnight like I normally do. And as I pulled in, I saw two people out hawking stuff.
Oh, like at the grocery store entrance?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I think,
oh, boy.
I don't want that in my life. Right?
What if it's something good?
But is it ever? But if it's Girl Scout cookies, you know.
Yeah.
So I would have said, hey, it was a Girl Scout cookie table. And that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But the sign, like, hanging on the wall is of these two grown people mentions Tootsie Rolls.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I know the organization.
And I can't think of a worse thing to hawk.
You'd think that they would have updated that in the last, 50 years ago, a Tootsie Roll was a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, nice little treat for the kids. But now,
I mean, we're in 2024, man. You gotta bring your A game.
Yeah, I mean, you've got kids eating Takis and doing like stupid food challenges, and you're still like, "Hey, little buddy, want a Tootsie Roll?
Wanna pull a filling out?"
Yeah, and you're more likely to get that kid to like punch you in the gut now, than you are to be thankful like in the '60s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like you said, time to upgrade. So. Naturally, I pull in, and I mean, there's not many people. It's a small grocery store that I go to. It's right by my house.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no way they didn't see me pull in. I pulled into the front parking spot. So when I jogged like 80 feet around to go to the other entrance.
That had to
have been noticed.
Okay. Yes, it was noticed. Yes, you're an old man for doing it. Yes, I do the same exact thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, it's, I just don't want to be accosted at the grocery store.
Accosted?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're pretty much tackling you.
Are they?
Pinning you again in the corner.
I don't know about that.
Threats of Tootsie Rolls for dollars.
So they're threatening to give you something that you pay for?
$4. Yeah, I mean, crazy talk. And the easy out for most of these now is, oh, I don't have cash. I don't have cash. But now never know.
No, they all have like Venmo. They
exactly.
Have the card square, readers. Yeah, the Square reader.
So you can't chance that in a lot of these scenarios anymore.
But you can just say, ah, sorry, I don't have my phone.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I mean, but at some point, like, I just want to get inside.
I mean, you're going into the store, so you obviously have to have some kind of payment method with you. Right. So, yeah.
Listen, this is a trip for me that is 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know where I'm going. I'm going to the cooler at the checkout lane. I'm getting an energy drink. I'm walking out the front door. I can be back in my car seat in 2 minutes and ready to go. So I'm just trying to make this as painless as possible for me. Yeah. Don't care about them. And so I jog around the other side, like 80 feet. I'm thinking, this store, like I said, it's old, it's small. It's got like a bubble in the front where I think it's where the pop return like the machines are.
Type thing.
Yeah. So you can't see the other entrance. So I think, I got him.
Oh, no.
Come around the side. Two more gentlemen.
Oh, their cohorts are standing right there.
Accosting poor folks with Tootsie Rolls for dollars.
All right. Do you want to know what I would do in this scenario?
Yes.
Because I run into this. You know, all the time.
Especially now, like, as it starts to get warmer, you see it. Mm-hmm. Charities will ask these companies if they can go stand outside and whatever.
I'm a strong proponent of the fake phone call.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
The fake phone call is my go-to. I use that in the office. I use it.
Oh, wow. You're using it with coworkers.
I'll do it with coworkers. If I'm in a hurry and I know I need to get out of the building, like if it's a day where I have to pick up Evelyn and I'm running a few minutes behind and I know that there could be somebody like lurking in the building that wants to do one of those. Hey, before you
one thing.
So I do the fake phone call. I'm like, yeah, where is it? Okay. I just ask a lot of questions. What are we doing? What time? No, now? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Make it seem like
urgent.
It's urgent in some way. Not too urgent. I don't want it to be urgent enough. Or I don't want them to think it's urgent enough where they're going to follow up with me.
Dead? What do you mean hit by a locomotive?
And then as the elevator doors are closing, like, oh, dead serious about getting a good deal on car insurance.
A little wave to the people as you leave.
Whew.
You've now done a bit. I hope, I don't think she listens every week. She may. But our friend Wendy, I hope she's hearing this right now. And she's now running through, who also works at the radio station in the building, and is now running through in her head the last 50-100 interactions she's had with you where you've had your phone to your ear and she's like, was that an actual phone call or was he just dodging me?
Nope. No. It's I mean, luckily I don't have to use it a lot, but yeah, I mean, in that situation where you're going into a store and you don't want to have to
be accosted,
which is so silly because all it would take was for you to just walk by, give a nod, say, no thanks, or hello, oh, no thank you, have a good day.
I've made it very clear on this podcast to my neighbors, to everybody, I just want to be left alone. Like, I just mind your business. Reed will tell people, MYB, mind your business. Okay, that's my 5-year-old son. He understands it. Why can't you degenerates and you lunatics hawking Tootsie Rolls for dollars and accosting me understand the same? I am A-okay with you having a table, booth, whatever you want to have set up outside the store.
Yeah.
If I come up to you and I'm curious because I'm an idiot for sweets and chocolate, are you the same way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Such a sucker.
It's hard for me in general to say, oh, man, I don't know. I don't need it. But does anybody ever really need chocolate?
I want it.
Do I need this energy drink I'm walking inside for? No. But I got to tell you, if that's one of those nice chocolate bars, yeah, I'm kind of interested, right? Mm-hmm. Of the family, then is Annette the one who has to rein you in?
No, I probably wouldn't do it if she was there because I want her to think I have more willpower than I really do.
Would you then, like if she walked up, you'd be like, oh, nah, come on. Would you then turn into the guy who says, oh, we don't need that?
I am kind of the, we don't need, I'm the one that will be like, really? Come on. What are you doing?
And I so
act,
you're telling
this I is, act so strong when I'm
when you're with her.
When I'm with her. But when she's not there, I'm so weak.
You're just throwing dollars, Tootsie Rolls, just candy bars,
stuffing my face with everything around me.
So are you the checkout guy? Are you getting a candy bar at the checkout if you see one that you haven't had in a while?
For me, it's peanut M&Ms.
Really?
If I see them, I cannot resist them.
The regular peanut, the yellow bag?
Yeah, yellow bag.
A peanut. Boy, I like a peanut butter M&M.
Oh, I love peanut butter M&Ms. Don't even get me started, but I ate them too much, and I got tired of them, so I had to switch back to peanut.
Boy.
But one thing I'll never do is the brown bag. Oh, the regular M&Ms?
What?
Garbage.
Oh,
see, absolute garbage.
I didn't want to bring this up. I am not a peanut guy. I mean, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Keep your peanuts.
Yeah.
Away from my candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a hint.
Just a touch.
Of pretzel. And that's why the pretzel M&Ms were delightful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's surprising. I would have figured it would be, I figured you'd be, you know, a walking basket case and couldn't help yourself.
I mean, look at me.
But I figured Annette would be the one who would be, No,
she, oh man, Evelyn plays her like a fiddle.
Oh,
whenever you get to the checkout. And so they'll get home from the store and she'll always walk in. Annette will walk in and she'll be like, so I got Evelyn something. And I'm like, oh, what did she get?
I am so that way. I am the worst.
Yeah.
Me and Reed at the store, we're a nightmare tandem. Come home with like, hey, I know we didn't need this 36-pack of sugary Gatorade or the family share size of peanut butter M&Ms, but, you know, Reed pointed them out, so here they are.
Can't say no to him, so I guess not my fault.
I mean, this, if you really think about it, you didn't go. It's kind of your fault now.
You don't want me to buy stuff? Do it yourself.
You'll be happy to know, though, Steve. I walked in, got my energy drink. And at this point, I was not working on a schedule, but you had texted, like, you'll be ready in about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready to go. And I going right out that entrance, right at the people I directly ignored the first time. At this point, the no way eye contact wasn't made.
Yeah.
Right? Like I said, I parked maybe 15 feet away from this first set of idiots hawking crappy candy. And I stuck my phone to my ear and acted like I was on a phone call.
Beautiful. Bravo.
I am so glad you said it because Bravo. I know it's not like it's just a you and I thing in it, but that's my first thought when I walked in. I thought, I am not getting talked to by these people on the way out. I am going to fake a phone call. And sure enough, and I mean, I'm huffing it. I mean, I cut that corner tighter than a NASCAR driver. Out the door, hard left. I'm pretty sure my shoulder grazed the wall.
Now, in my perfect world, you got in your car, turned the key, and it was like, wow, wow. And it wouldn't start, and then you had to go back with your tail between your legs, but phone still up to your ear.
No, hold on 1 minute. To nobody.
Right.
Can you give me a jump? No, sir, I'm an old man standing here accosting people with Tootsie Rolls. And don't get me with the charity stuff, okay? Don't kiss. Okay, sell good stuff if you want it for charity.
Yeah,
not a Tootsie Roll.
Just tell me it doesn't have to go to charity. If you got a good deal on something, I'll buy it.
Right, like hey, I bought this box of like 80 candy bars. Got a good deal? You want one? Yeah, I'll give you a buck or two.
Yeah, sure.
But problem is when you're charging me $3-4 for a Tootsie Roll, you know, for little Jimmy to get to go on a school trip to the state capitol.
No, not my problem.
Little Jimmy can go to the local credit union. And apply for a private loan like the rest of us idiots.
Get a job, Jimmy.
Honestly.
Get a job.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do lawns not need to be mowed nowadays? Do weeds not need to be pulled, Jimmy? You 8-year-old lazy buffoon?
Yeah. When I was 8 years old.
My day. I'll post it on the pool. Can little Jimmy take out a loan? Because yes, he can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Use your parents' home equity and you can finance that trip to the state capitol building.
State capitol.
So then in 10 years, you then can be disappointed in politics.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah.
But this way, you have a monthly payment to remind you of it forever. Listen, I thought I was going to be on an island. Maybe not island, but
no.
I am glad to hear that is not just a me thing who doesn't want to be, as you put it, so crudely, accosted at the entryway of all these stores.
All right. At Steve and Kyle, a lot of new polls up.
Yes.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, if you want to vote on them.
Foolish Four.
Final couple days, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's an extended voting period just based on our recording schedule for the Foolish Four. To pare it down to the Tiresome Two, which is the championship match, get those votes in now. So if you see us pushing that on social media, I don't care. You could help us out and share it yourself if you'd like. We'd appreciate that to get some more votes in on the Foolish Four as we work our way towards another delightful trophy behind Steve's head to add to the wall for Pole Badness 2024.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. See ya.